38.
So my second one is about 37.
37.
The other one is 36.
36.
So I think Llewellyn must be about 35, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's 35. And then my girl is about 34. And my youngest one is 23.
23?
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
That's my little grandson that was growing up. Oh, the father is 23 years old.
That's a boy, huh? You had, how many girls?
One girl.
One girl and five boys. That's a strong room still. Okay. did your children, let's see. What are your children's
my oldest one graduated. I mean,
all graduated.
Yeah, they graduated except my last boy. I think he went to Lahaina Luna, but he didn't finish.
Okay, so all.
Yeah, my girl graduated except the one boy.
Did he go on to college?
No. My oldest son is in the service.
Made it his occupation.
Yeah.
What, Navy, Army?
He's in the Army.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How about the others?
My second one, he's a foreman for construction. Of course, my third boy, no more. My other boy is working in construction.
Money construction. I used to wood myself back on the mainland. It's good money.
Because my daughter is a housewife back home in San Bruno.
Oh yeah. California. Yeah. She married a
local boy.
Local boy. And
yeah, but he made his home back. He was in the Bay Area. They live in the Bay Area. Between the park and the zoo. They were right in the center, you know, they rented a home. But now, I went, 2 years ago, I went to San Francisco. I liked it. I didn't want to come home.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
What did you like about it?
I just like the place. I like everything over there. I didn't want to come back. I told my children, if I didn't have you folks, I would stay there. I wouldn't come home. They told me, a friend of mine lived here, she says, you know, I told my husband, I bet when Nancy go, Nancy wouldn't want to come back. I said, you ain't a kid. I said, if I didn't have this my grandchild, I wouldn't come home. I would stay there with my daughter. I liked it there. Even my daughter said, Mama, if you didn't keep all this, your grandchildren, I would bring you up here to live with us. I liked it up there. I don't know. I just liked the place. Because we can go visit any place. We can go ride all over the creation.
Oh, yeah, you know something?
Because my daughter drives, you know. Place. Then we go gambling, we go to Reno, Nevada. My son-in-law get off early, we go. I liked it. I like the Bay Area. Then we go to the Cliff House, because she lives not too far away from the Cliff House. So she drives, takes me all around. I liked it. So I'm going next year. No, but I'm not going at the same place now. I'm going to Daly City. That's where she lives. She bought a home up there. Yeah, that's where they bought a home. So next year I'm getting ready for go up there.
Daly City up north? I don't know California that well.
Well, she say it's San Bruno, but they call it the Daly City.
Is that right near San Francisco, or is it up north or something?
I don't know where.
Yeah, I'm going to take the little one home this Christmas. Mm. The folks are going to help us, you know, be part of the travel, so it's expensive.
Economy, what, $200, yeah?
Yeah, but we got to go all the way to St. Paul.
Oh.
Up to the snow country.
Oh, the cold, but it freezes. Even San Francisco don't have snow, but I'm telling you, it's cold. Come in the afternoon, oh, we gotta close everything, put the heat on. In the evening, it's summertime, but over there you see the smog going. They have fog, eh?
Right.
You can't see nothing. When you look out of the windows, you can still only see the white. It's all fog. My daughter said, you should come in the winter time. I say, I ain't freezing my ass up there, man. I'm staying right home, Hawaii. You can have the cold weather.
Oh, I don't know. I was born and raised in the winter, in the cold.
The only thing I like to see was snow. She told me, come. Say in July, they still have snow at on your way going to, they have the ski, She told me, you come. She said, they still have snow. So you come in July, we take you to see snow. In June, see, the snow is still there yet, never melt. But when I went, I see just the dirty kind, snow, just about to melt, finish, It was all dirty kind of snow. But she said, if I came in June, she said, there's a lot of snow yet, you can see. But I went in July.
So when you moving back?
So I think I'm going in June. I'm going to stay there till about August. Then I'll come back.
So you get the choice. Spend your summers in San Francisco or Maui?
But if I
not very many people are that lucky,
Otherwise, I would go Hilo because I have my nephew lives in Hilo. I never been to Hilo and I want to go Hilo. And I want to go Kauai because my children's auntie, she works at Kauai Surf. Mm. And she always tell me, Mama, come, bring all the kids. I say, oh, no, heavens forbid. I says, when I go, I like to go rest. I don't want with, grandchildren. Oh, boy. I says, no, I go myself. She said, you come and you stay with us. They have their own home up in Kauai. There's the two islands more I want to go because I went to Lanai, I've been in Molokai, I live there. I'm Maui, so these are two more islands I want to go. But I can't go Hilo next year because I'm going mainland. If I didn't go, I go Hilo. I don't go mainland.
It's kind of, it seems like, you should have quite a few ideas about what the best way to raise children, is, Like today, mothers are having to work more and they don't have time to spend time with their children, and stuff like that. What do you think, are the best ways to give a child enough love and guidance to make sure that the child grows up to be a good adult? What do you think are the most important things that a mother should do?
Gee, that part is hard for me to say. Because I have my own children. I have my grandchildren now I'm raising. But no matter what you preach, they get naughty. Of course they get naughty, I don't say that, real naughty. They get a little mischief, but I think, I think you gotta give them love and understanding with them.
How do you discipline?
I discipline them. I punish them. I use stick. I have to use some little stick on them, on their little butt, because they need it. They're never too old for those things. Because my youngest son, even he was 18, I used to give him the stick. I always tell him, you're never too old to get the sticks. Sometimes they need those things. I don't say every family is the same,
That's true.
It's once in a while, if I show them, they say, oh, Grandma, please, we don't want that. Well, then you have to change your ways, But I would say, our home, in fact, you have to supposed to give them when they start as a child, baby, grow up, then they know that they are wanted, Because if kids, if they know they're not wanted, then that's when their mind is, they're going to get trouble. But as a family, you get together, you play, you joke with them, you laugh with them, Then they're happy, Grandma, talking this and this and this, So you got to give them, chance with them.
What about if they get in trouble? What if they start,
Well, I'm happy that they never did. Because my oldest son, he don't do those things. So, I mean, I think religion got a lot to do too. If the children are, if you bring them up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like
religion,
the
religion gives guidance. You know, it gives you
something. It gives you a spiritual, you know, for the kids. Because I like them to have that, you know. I see when you're young, you're teenage, you still have that. But when you grow up, you have a mind of your own to think. You have to think.
Yeah.
In school, you have to choose your friends, you know. You know what is right and wrong. I see, because you're not a child anymore. You know, I just tell you what is. After that, you have a mind. Mm. I cannot guide you. You have to guide yourself.
Ms. Kayana, I'm going to have to go pretty quick,
okay.
But there's one more thing that I'd like to have you do. Could you read this out loud for us? We're comparing reading styles here for the people we need. Do you want glasses?
Yeah, got to have them. You mean this reading style?
Yeah, yeah.
Last year, my cousin Ella came to Honolulu from Maui. We put her up in a guest room since she didn't have any other place to stay. In fact, we treated her real well. It wasn't bad the first 3 weeks, but after that, we started getting nervous. She slept till 11:30 in the morning, then took over the bathroom for a whole hour. She never straightened out her room. It was a mess. Lend a hand sometime. I said to her the other day, okay, I'm not going to bother you folks after next month, she said. I'm going to find one other place. Another month, I thought, it had better be sooner than that. The next day, she got a letter from her estranged boyfriend in Maui. I miss you, he said in the letter. You better come home quick, sweetheart. The next day, she went straight home.
Kind of cute,
huh? Mm-hmm.
One of the girls, working girls, where they're working on the project, and I wrote that up. That's
cute.
Get a chuckle. Okay, well,
thank you for.